Amen, amen. Awesome, awesome job, resilient Rosanna. Thank you so much for taking the lead in greeting. It is without a shadow of a doubt. I was not expecting this many people. I want to start by saying I am not the end-all to be-all to prayer. I think we all can poise and posture ourselves as iron sharpening iron. More than anything, especially for the folks that are in the process of overcoming their fear, kind of want to speak to that. Of course, we'll talk about just what the Word of God says about prayer. I think we had a little bit of a discussion this morning with regard to if there's a right or a wrong way to pray. I don't think that there's per se a wrong way to pray. I think that heart posture may have much to do with why sometimes your prayers aren't necessarily being responded to as quickly as we would like to see them. So we're going to do some discussions. We're also going to do some sample praying. And especially for the people who are not as comfortable in the place of prayer as they would like to be, because it is primarily family, I want to invite you to be as comfortable as possible, to trust the process, be postured for positive critique, and not, again, not in judgment, but just in areas or things that I may hear, just as God gives it to me. So before we do anything, I'm going to go ahead and pray first. I'm just that God lead and guide us and direct us, and he give me what to say, what he would have me to say with regard to you and your process in developing and being cultivated in your prayer life. So, Father, we come to your throne of grace once again saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for being everything that we need. Thank you for never leaving or forsaking us. Thank you for being a forgiving, healing God, thank you for being redemptive. Thank you that we are not left on our own to figure things out, but you gave us a road map and you empowered us with your spirit. And so, God, I just ask that you give me what to say. You give me how to say it. You give me the momentum and the movement to be able to share what you would have me to share. God, without it being religious or traditional, but simply predicated on what the Word of God has and says for our lives. God, we bless you. Bless every single person on this call. God, give them a quadruple portion of your power, of your strength, God, of your drawing spirit, simply because they made an active, conscious decision to show up more than anything to fellowship, and so that we could become better collectively toward the effort of building the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. So with that said, I just want to welcome you. The call itself doesn't really have a title, but we'll just call it as opposed to simply learning how to pray. Really understanding the elements and the power of prayer and what it can and will render in your life when you make a decision to operate in it. Did anybody join a little bit late? You want to say hey? You can. It's cool. Hey, Ekra.
Hi, this is Valisita. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Pamela.
Valisita. Hey, Pamela. Anybody else?
It's Renee. Good evening.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Good evening. Hey. Awesome. So I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to hopefully you have a pen and paper. One of the things that I've learned just in my learning experiences is it is always good to take notes for me. It empowers me with retention. I operate a lot better when I can write things down and I can physically see them or refer to them at a later date. So I just encourage you to grab a pencil or sheet of paper. If you journal, it'd be great to have it in your journal for later reference and start to prepare yourself for potentially even some journaling efforts toward your growth and development in your prayer life. Psalms 103, and I'm going to read it in the King James Version just because it blesses me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget to mute for me, please. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thou youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his way to Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous to mercy. He will not always kind, neither will he keep his anger forever, which means he will not be calm at all times. He hath not dealt with us after his own sin, nor rewarded us according to his own iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is to the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. So in other words, the Lord feels bad for us because we were capsized by sin from inception. For the wind passeth over and is gone, and the place thereof shall it be no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So that means for generations. So I'm going to stop right there and simply say this. One of the beautiful things about relationship with God, and you notice he mentioned Moses, and for anyone that is familiar with the story of Moses, you can find that in Exodus. And that's from the beginning of Exodus. The entire book of Exodus, it relates primarily to Moses and some of the old customs and traditions. But one of the primary things is that Moses had a relationship with God. Moses had a relationship with God, which means that, and if you read some of the stories, it talks about the conversations or the communications that they would have. It was as if they were friends. It was as if they were friends. I'm going to be sharing a couple of different scriptures. And after I do, I think we'll do this in succession because it's a lot to try to teach in one night. But just to give you some primary premise of kind of how to operate, more than anything, it's not necessarily about how to pray specifically, but how to cultivate and develop a relationship that provokes a prayer life to manifest in you. So again, not necessarily how to pray, because I don't want to ever tell you how to pray your prayers, because they belong to you, and they are an absolute result and indicative of the relationship that you have with God. And it is a manifestation of the personal time that you spend with God developing your prayer life. What I'm going to ask is some participation, so it's not just me talking. I'm going to ask someone to grab Luke 18, 1 through 5. Luke 18, 1 through 5, and I'm going to have you read it. I'm going to give a couple of scriptures. Who's going to read that one first?
Erica can.
Okay.
I can read it.
Erica has. Okay, so let Erica take that one, and then I have 1 John 5, 14 through 15. 1 John 5, 4, 14 through 15. I'm sorry.
I got it.
So again, 1 John. Okay, who is that?
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay. And then I'm going to have somebody read John 14, verses 13 and 14. Who's going to grab that?
I got it.
Okay. And then I'm going to have someone read Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Who has that?
I'll read it. Philippians what?
4, 6 through 7.
Okay, I got it.
And then finally, I'm going to have someone read Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Who has that?
I can read it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Who was that last? I can read that. Mary?
Valisita.
Okay, Valisita. Okay. So the very first, Erica, if you can read that first scripture for me.
Okay, this is the New International Version, Luke 18. Then Jesus told his disciples as a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come back and attack me.
Amen. And so with that said, read the first verse again.
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
They should always pray and not give up. And if you're at all familiar with this particular story, this woman worried the dog snot out of the king, who was not a God-fearing man. However, because of her persistence, because of her continual effort, all he wanted to do was get rid of her. Can anybody relate to or even imagine a time in your mind where you were like, hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus, excuse me, Jesus, pardon me, Jesus. Now, while the king and Jesus are two very different people, the reality was all he wanted to do was be done with it. Similar to Jacob and how he wrestled and said, I ain't going nowhere until you bless me. So one of the key things I want you to remember about your prayer life is that it commands persistence. Next scripture.
First John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
Okay. So I want you to underline or highlight a couple of words. Confidence. I love the language. And this is the confidence that we have toward him. Confidence being key word. If we ask anything according to his will, underline his will. He will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, underline the word know. Also underline whatever we ask. And moving down a little bit further, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. So, again, confidence, his will. We know whatever we ask, we have. We have asked of him. the wonderful thing is, again, the language of this particular scripture, just the word in and of itself, confidence. Now, a lot of times, and especially for those of us that have trust issues, I don't know about you, but over the course of my life, because of the disappointments that I've experienced, I had a problem being confident in knowing that God would do what he said because I've had people in authority or people that I considered that I knew that they loved me, but yet and still they disappoint me. And so it was really hard to establish the confidence in Christ until I actually experienced it. Next scripture.
John 14, 13 and 14. Is that what you said?
Yep.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And that's the King James Version.
Awesome version. Isn't that awesome? Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. But get this. This is where you find out that it's absolutely not about you. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Not I might, not I possibly could, not I'll think about it. But I will do it in my name. So, again, it goes right back to John 5, 14, 15. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. So it's really just a matter of, again, that very first one, Luke 18, a matter of persistence and confidence. Next scripture. Philippians 4. And if you speak and we can't hear you, our Holy Ghost might not be working or your mute is on, one or two.
Philippians 4, 6, and 7, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that is the King James Version.
Awesome. Don't be anxious for anything. Now, while you're being persistent, while you're going before the throne of grace in confidence, don't worry about it. But everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. So, in other words, our responsibility is to believe God and to show gratitude in advance. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, Dion, where do I get the peace from? Well, the peace comes from the relationship. The relationship is established in prayer, and prayer comes from turning your heart toward God and really beginning to seek his face and establish a relationship in such a way that the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. And finally, if somebody could read Matthew 6 and 13, who was the 6 and 13 person?
Okay, Matthew 6 and 13 or 9 through 13?
I'm sorry, 9 through 13, I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Okay, this is from the King James Version. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen. Good stuff. Now get this. This is not my opinion. This is in the Word of God. We are not moved by what we see, but We are moved by the word of God. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Pray then like this. Intercession has a method of cultivating your personal prayer life so that when you pray on your own time, and this has nothing to do with the call because your prayer life off the call is the primary core of what happens when you're on the call. Pray then like this. So for those that are learning how to pattern or course or map out your prayer life, the very first thing you ought to do is understand what the Word of God says you're supposed to pray like, not what Dion's opinion is, not what the victors tell you to do. Pray then like this. Our Father, which means you understand He's a collective God. Hallowed be thy name, like your name is above all things. Your kingdom come, which means everything you want for us here on earth, you already established in heaven. So allow that to manifest today in my life. Your will be done. So, Lord, let not my prayers even be enveloped in my stuff on earth, which means the same way you see it in glory is the way that it should manifest here on this earth. Give us this day. God, today, meet my needs because you told me that you would. You told me that if you take care of the sparrow, surely you will take care of me. And forgive us our debts. Goes right back to the call that we have this morning that simply says, when you have an ought with your brother, when you have unforgiveness in your own heart, you have an absolute silt. There is a blockage. And so for those that know you're having a struggle with patterning your prayer life, I would ask you to examine your heart. And I mean really look deep. You don't have to tell me about it. You don't have to tell your neighbor about it. But you confront your truth with regard to whoever you have an ought or a problem with because it makes a difference. Forgive us our debts, which means our transgressions, our bills, our wrongdoing, as we forgive our debtors. And then now you start to deal with the flesh. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now the beautiful thing is the word says that he'll lift up a standard against the enemy when he comes in like a flood. And so this prayer, if again you are beginning to pattern how you pray, when you pray, why you pray, can and probably should be the fundamental part of really establishing, developing, and cultivating your prayer life to take you to the next element. And you can use it just as a model because once those, what is it, five things are addressed as it relates to establishing our Father, you're addressing Daddy, calling him by his name. Your name is total. Your name is I am. Your name is everything. Your kingdom come, which means I don't want anything other for me than what you already planned for me here in earth as it is in heaven. And, Lord, today just meet my simple needs, which cancels out gluttony, which cancels out jealousy, which cancels out envy, which cancels out strife, which cancels out animosity. That sentence in and of itself is, it encompasses so many different things. It really answers things in you that you may not even be able to acknowledge right now. And forgive us our debts, which it's just an apologetic to God, an apologetic moment to God, as we forgive our debtors. It is showing the same grace to your enemies, to those that have done things to you that you may not have felt in your best interest in advance. So it's like my formula just for cultivating prayer. I would suggest that you pray this particular prayer for 21 days so that it becomes a habit. And I'm not saying that you do it for the rest of your entirety, but so that you understand that there's a priority to prayer. You address the Father. You address that He is omniscient. You address that your desire is for His desire to be performed. You address that your needs be met for the day, that you demonstrate forgiveness and you request it at the same time, and that you be protected from the different elements, because keeping in mind that our battle is not a natural battle. like the stuff we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and I know we talked about it before, but the reality is that we really are in a war for our lives. And then once you really understand and acknowledge that, you know that there is a benefit to being in the will of God. Does that make sense?
So that is
my phase one. What we're going to do is something rather abstract. It will probably be uncomfortable. The beautiful thing is I can see the board on this end. I'm going to call some of you outside of your normal element, and then I'm going to ask some of the senior prayer warriors who do have a cultivated prayer life, who do have some type of an idea or concept of what the order and structure is. And again, there is no perfect way to pray. You pray how God gives it to you to do. But again, I'm going to make folks a little bit uncomfortable. Now listen to the primary instruction. I don't want you to think real hard. I don't want you to think that you have to sound special or fabulous or pray like I pray. I want you to do what God has given you to do. The very first, now I'm going to make her super uncomfortable, the very first person I'm going to call on is Trina. And I'm going to ask you to pray literally for 30 seconds, Trina. Just pray for 30 seconds. I'll give you a minute.
Our Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up everyone on this prayer call. I thank you, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, for he's a man according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Father, for your kingdom come, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Patrice, pray right after her.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come thanking you for this day, O Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives down on the inside of us. Thank you for all that you've done and what you're yet going to do. Open up our ears and eyes of understanding. Let everyone's needs be met. I pray, oh God, for the family of all those that are represented here. I pray for our children. I pray that everything that you have for us that we receive in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be careful to give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Cassandra.
Lord Jesus, right now we just give you all the glory and the praise. We thank you for each and every person that's on this line, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to come before you and pray. We acknowledge you as the creator of the heavens and the earth. We thank you for your mercy for us on this day, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to be able to come home to get on this call, Father God. We thank you right now, Father, you're answering every need, every open need, every quiet need right now. In the name of Jesus, speak to our heart and our spirits, Father God, and we thank you for this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Juliet.
Whew. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to your tender mercy. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. I ask in a special way, Father God, that you be with each one of us, Lord. We're trying to get closer to you. So give us the strength, Father God, to fine-tune our hearing so we can hear when you're speaking to our hearts, and we'll be able to speak to you according to what you've already planned and ordained and the things that you want us to pray about and to think about and meditate about. I ask you to be with each person as they're trying to get closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Erica Evans.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just come to you giving you thanks and praise for who you are. Father God, we just thank you for this line. We thank you for the clear victory. We thank you for the fellowship, Lord God, and for the learning, for the teaching, Lord. Father, I just ask that each and every one of us just be blessed by being on the call and coming to seek your face, Lord God. Father, I just ask that you touch each and every one of our households, that that we all just continue to have a mind to seek and serve you. Lord, we love you. We praise you.
Yes. Miss Deidre Franklin. Mrs. Franklin.
Lord Jesus, we come to you today, Lord God, thanking you for all that you've done, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving your life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We love you. We want to tell you we love you and we worship you, Lord God. I want to thank you for everyone that's on the call, Lord God. Thank you to Dion for using her mightily to teach us how to pray, Lord God. Just want to say I love you, Lord God. Keep watching over us, Lord God. Fill us with your spirit. The more that we know more of you, that we grow closer to you, Lord God. We love you, and we give you the praise. Amen.
Valacita.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together, Father God, and learn how to pray, Father God, and intercede for others, Father. Lord, I just pray and ask that you bless us, Father God, during this process, Lord. And, Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your holy name. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for Dion, Father. Thank you. She is a true blessing to each and every one of us, Father God. And we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Amen. Ruth Ann.
Let me go. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening, give you thanks and praise for waking us up this morning and sending us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for orchestrating the day. We thank you for our jobs, our families. We thank you for keeping us safe. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be in our right minds tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just giving us the will to pray, Lord, and pray for others, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to forgive those, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, for each and every person on this line. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be just willing, Lord, without being made to do this, Lord. We all called on our own will, Lord, so we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, and we ask all these things. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, do me a favor. Take your phone off speaker. Pray, please.
Okay. I'm driving.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry.
A couple of minutes, so I'll be parked in a couple of minutes.
Okay. I'll pause you. Pamela. And I don't care about the background noise. Just go ahead and pray. And I'll give you a minute to get to your phone. Pam Carter.
I'm here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for this day that you have made, Lord, that you have took us to and from work, or just even resting at home and to be able to get on this prayer line and listen to the open and humble hearts. Lord, we praise and thank you for Dion, Lord, that I'm also able to say that I sometimes forget, and I got to put my phone on vibrate to even be here. But, Lord, you know that I needed to be on this call. Because the simple fact is we all know that we love Jesus. And I just thank you just for the communication and the fellowship that we all have, Lord. We pray that each and every one just get a little closer to God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for our children, for our families, even though some of us may not have families or they're in mourning because God, but Lord, you make no mistakes. You make no mistakes. Everything that is happening to us, each and every one of us on this line, is in divine order. He knew when he made you what you would be going through. Thank you. I thank you for opening up our eyes, opening up our ears, opening up in our mouths and praising you. And I said today, Lord, I got to quit complaining about the simple stuff. I got to praise you more. I need to get in word. And I know a lot of other people can relate to me. But, Lord, we just thank you. You are so awesome, and we love you. These things that I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. I have an 866 caller. Patrice, mute your line.
Okay.
866-1093, and I know you're on the call every day. I don't know who it is. I know when I hear your voice.
This is Bernice.
Okay, I figured it was. Go ahead, Bernice, pray.
Okay. Spirit of the living God, your word says to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. So we thank you for all things. We thank you for this is the day that you made. Let us, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your intercessors, the people that are here on the call. They love you, oh God, and they love their families and their friends. That's why they're here. Your word also tells us to enter into your courts with praise, and we know that the highest praise is hallelujah. And so we come today, oh Father, with a petition, and we ask you, oh Father God, to heal the sick, to help those, oh Father God, who need work, to do all the things that these people have on their hearts to do. And this we ask and we pray in your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. And Bubbly, are you on public transportation? Do you need a second? I'm sure you're double muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait. You sound muffled, Punkin.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you a second to get situated. I'll let Carolyn go, and then I'll call you, Bub. Okay.
I'll be in a safe place to be able to hear me.
I can't hear nothing you're saying.
Dear Father in heaven, God, we thank you so much, God, for the opportunity, God, to come, God, to seek you even now. In our Father, in your Father, in your name, Jesus, we just pray, God, and we just thank you for this time to just press, God, to press. Forgive us, oh God, for our sin and our shortcoming, God, because we have failed you, God. We have not believed, God. We have falling, God, forgive us, cleanse us, God. Now, thank you for everyone on the line, God. Thank you for this prayer line, God. Thank you for reminding us we need to be persistent, God, and we need to pray according to your will, oh God. We pray that on today. I didn't pray many things today, God, but I want to add, God, all those things according to your will, may they all be done, Jesus. We thank you. We love you. We trust you. God, help us. Draw us closer to you, God. And as I thought, oh, I have a prayer life, God, thank you for reminding me it could be better. It could be closer, God. Thank you, Jesus. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Christina, go ahead, and then Bubbly.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to ask for forgiveness of our sins so this prayer won't be hindered. I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, God, for all your many blessings. I thank you, God, for Dion and for her starting this prayer ministry, God, because she's helped so many others, including myself, God. Lord God, I know that it's only because of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we even have a chance to talk to you. And I come to you through the blood. I come to you through the name of Jesus Christ. And right now, God, I ask for strength for everybody on this call. I ask that for all of us, God, that you continue to increase our territory from the north, south, east, and west. I ask, God, for healing and deliverance for those that need it. And I ask, God, specifically right now for my husband, God. I ask, God, that you please, you speak to his heart. You open the eyes of his understanding, God. Lord, that you draw him closer to you, God. I ask for your Holy Spirit to enter into wherever he is right now. Enter there right now, Father God, and just speak to him, God. Put somebody in his path that's going to speak to him, God. I ask, God, that you continue to lift up everybody on this call. Continue to help us walk in righteousness, God. Continue to help us be a light to those that are lost so that we can draw them closer to you, God. And Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for all your many blessings that you have now and that are to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And last but not least, actually I have two, Bubbly, and then Brother Jeff will be our last.
Heavenly Father, I come before you, Lord God, as humble as I know how to be, Lord God. First and foremost, just giving you thanks for this another day, Lord God, allowing us to see this day, another day that we have never seen before and we will not see again, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for your graciousness and your loving kindness, Lord God. Thank you for being worthy, because I'm so unworthy, Lord God. But I know because of you, I can just be a blessing to someone, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for my Declare Victory family, Lord God, for what that I seek every morning and every day, Lord God, so that I can get a closer walk with you, Lord God. I just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you are going to do in my life and let my life be a blessing to someone else, Lord God. I just thank you and I love you. I appreciate you and adore you. In these things we all ask in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Jeff? He may be working. Either that or he's muted. Uh-oh, or is that me muted? No, okay. Okay. And so, last but not least, what I'll say is this. There are several additional people on the line. I don't know everybody's number that doesn't have a name connected to it. It is not an intentional overlook. I don't know who. Oh, I did miss someone. Gail, pray.
I want to pray.
And Renee, okay. Was that you, Renee? Am I tripping?
Hi, I was driving. I was trying to get off mute.
And okay. Me, Deanna.
Heavenly Father.
That was Imani.
Hold on real quick. So Gail, Renee, Moni, and then who just said, hey, Deanna? Is that Moni?
Yeah, Moni.
Okay. Moni will close us out. Gail, Renee, Imani, Moni, you'll be our final.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this opportunity tonight to be in your presence, Lord Jesus, for us to come seeking your face, Lord, that we will learn the proper way to pray, Lord Jesus. I know you said that if we just make a joyful noise unto you, that you will hear it, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen our prayers, Lord, that we have a better line of communication to you, Lord Jesus. We're asking that you will remove anything from us that's not of you, Lord Jesus, and that you will replace it with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, so that we can guide others to you, Lord. We're asking, Lord, that you will keep a hedge of protection around us and our family, our loved ones, everyone connected to this call, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us every morning on this call, Lord Jesus. We love you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. And, Lord, bless Dion as she continues to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Renee?
I'm at work.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, Imani and then Moni.
I can pray for you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's noisy. Hold on.
It's okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before you, God, just to simply say thank you. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for this call, for everyone on the call. Thank you, God, that you have touched my heart, that I've opened my heart, God, to receive what you have for me. I want to go higher in you, oh God. I thank you for answering prayers, oh God. You know the hearts of everyone on this phone call. I pray that you just bless everyone and continue working in each of us that we may continue to do your will. I praise and thank you for this call of God because it has truly, truly changed my heart. I thank you that I recognize that I'm accountable and to others. And help me not to be that stumbling block, but to help others recognize you and to want to get to know you more. Help me to be a better example of God and take me higher and deeper in you, oh God. I praise and thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you for salvation, oh God. And I just praise and thank you for all things. These prayers I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Imani and then Moni.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come here today, I just want to thank you for the presence of everyone being on the line. Thank you for giving Dion the vision and the will to follow through, Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you as we continue to pray on the line that everyone continue to be blessed. Let their voices be heard, Heavenly Father, and let them be able to make a difference in someone's life, Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, let us not be cocky in our endeavors that we're doing, Father, but let it to be able to edify other people and lift other people up, Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, as we are here on this line, clear our minds and our hearts, Heavenly Father, that we can do as you choose for us to do, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to continue to bless us and to continue to allow us to grow, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, thank you, Father God, for meeting us at your throne, Father God. Thank you that it's your will that you grow us, Father God. Thank you that you love us enough to push us, Father God, to take us to a new level, Father God. Thank you so much for having a calling on our life. Thank you for having your fingerprints all over each and every one of us, Father God. I thank you so much for this call. I thank you because you have greater plans for us, Father God. You want to see us grow, and you want to see us grow on this call. You want us to have confidence that we need, Father God. I thank you so much for just loving us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for just taking care of us and being with us, even if we don't see you and we don't feel you and we don't think that you're with us. Amen. And we think that you've abandoned us. You're there. You're waiting for us to call you, Father God. Thank you so much for your love, Father God. We just ask you to just be with us and continue growing us, Father God, all for your glory, Father God. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another, Father God. Let us be a generation that seeks your face, Father God of Jacob. Thank you so much, Father God. We glorify your name. We lift your name on high. We give you glory in heaven, Father God. Have your way in our life and keep drawing us every single day. Speak for us and think for us, Father God. Guide us and protect us and give us godly wisdom and knowledge, Father God. We thank you so much for each and every one of us on this call. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you've already started in us, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. She closed it out, then.
Woo! Listen here, sugar foot. Okay, so let me read this real quick. 2 Timothy 2. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach each other. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ. No one suffering as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight to all of this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the name sake of the elect,
that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, we will also disown us. Mute, please. Okay. I'm sorry. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. And lastly, keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best. Do your best. Do your best. Do your best. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Amen. And so ultimately, I don't know about anybody else that's listening. If everyone else could, we can create some control chaos right here. Go ahead and star six if you're on mute, except for if you're having a whole conversation with somebody else. Go ahead and release your phones from mute. Because as we start to do these simple trainings, I didn't hear anyone ill-equipped. No one. Not one single person. From the beginning to the end, you know what to do. Prayer is not a process. It is a posture. Let me say that again. Somebody has a little bit too much noise. Prayer is not a process. It is a posture. Does that make sense? Does everybody understand that?
Was that simple? Yes, amen.
It's not what you say. It is, but it's not. It is a posture. Because everybody got on the line this evening with a posture for prayer.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You came here. Yes, go ahead, Dee Dee.
This is Lisa. I have a meeting to go to at 7 o'clock. I just wanted to share. I love it, love it, love it, because I had to get off the call this morning. So when I listened to the playback, I was like, oh, are they going to mention how the Lord taught them how to pray? Not the words verbatim, but the posture, like you're saying. And there's just one more scripture that I wanted to add in there. If you guys, when you get a chance, go to James 1. It talks about, this also has something to do with the posture. You have to pray from a position of faith. If we don't pray believing God, He says we're double-minded and unstable, and how can we expect to receive anything from him if we don't believe that he can do what we're asking him for? And if we're praying according to his will, which is his word, then God is ready to perform his word. He just needs us to speak it out.
Amen.
So I love it, love it, love it. I got to go to a meeting. Love y'all.
I love you more. Love
the rest of the playback.
All three. Every call she didn't have a word for us. Praise God.
Amen. She always does. She always does. Now, Just with all that said, because the goal was just for the call to be an hour. I don't want to wear you guys out. I know, you know, everybody has business. But ultimately, as God is stretching me, my responsibility is to stretch you. And so what we will do, for those that are uncomfortable in the larger setting, maybe we'll do it every other week, so that we don't over-obligate ourselves, so that we don't get frustrated. But what it does is it puts prayer on your mind. It starts to change your posture and your gravity and your affinity toward what God would have you to pray for specifically, especially if dubbed an intercessor. If you're on this call, that is your mandate. It has nothing to do with me. There is no requirement that I have. The only thing I'm responsible for is showing up. Everybody that got on this call read the banner or was on the call this morning and understood what the nature of the call was, so your posture was already prepared to believe God. And so what I will say, and then I'm going to open up the floor for the last couple of minutes of the call, what I will say is begin, and do this physically. Listen to me when I say it. Do this physically with your body. When you find yourself off center, and you'll hear my voice probably going forward, when you find yourself off center, lean forward. And when I say lean forward, let me tell you, when you lean forward and you know you're in a random thought process, because we have them, I was probably in the bed with somebody a couple of days ago, honey, and I physically lean forward, be like, yeah, no, you can't do that. Even in your mind, you're not allowed to do that. That's what I do for me. And so what it is my accountability tick. It's my little thing. Somebody needs to mute. Somebody needs to mute. We can hear you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
The reason that I'm saying that specifically, and again, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't dictate anything to anybody. Everybody that does whatever they do it at your absolute own will. I'm just trying to give you tools to empower yourself because you know your triggers. If you drink too much, you know if you get ready to have a drink and you know you probably shouldn't, lean forward. It does something in your posture that is submissive to the will of God for your life because it's a physical action. Does that make sense? If you know you have a tendency, and I'm just throwing out random real stuff. If you know you have a tendency to steal, or to cheat, or to lie, or to absolutely throw God to the left when you get ready to do what you want to do, lean your body forward. Reposture yourself. The Bible says this, and I know it sounds weird and funny. I don't care. It works. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, Dion, how do I renew my mind? You do something different than what you had done in the past. And even if it may not be lean forward for you. It may be pick your purse up, and instead of it being on the left side of you, you put it on the right. Whatever you got to do for your thought process to get you repostured and repositioned so that you have a natural affinity to pray without ceasing. And it don't mean walking around talking about and speaking King James. We don't want to do that because we ain't off. But we do want to learn how to gravitate towards having an actual, and this is for the ladies. You know how when you love a cat, I mean, like when you be sprung?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what it's like when you be sprung. You just want to talk any chance you get. You want to talk to that Negro. I mean, you be like, you sending text messages, you Facebooking, you inboxing, you tweeting, you Instagramming, you sending love messages and love notes. That's how our prayer life should be.
Mm.
Literally. And that's the reality of falling in love with Jesus. You just want to talk to him. You just want to be like, hey, Pop, what you doing? And one of my examples, and this will be the last thing I say, one of my examples is being a fatherless girl, meeting a man who did not know me, who literally adopted me into his family to the degree that his wife calls me daughter, his children call me sister, and people that know anything about me know if you say that man is not my father, everybody is going to fight you. So he taught me how to pray the word of God, and the very first thing he taught me was to pray Matthew 6. He said, Dion, he said, this is what the word say. This ain't my opinion or nothing. I ain't trying to tell you what to do. He said, but pray this until you understand what it means. Pray as soon as you understand what this right here means, that God don't want nothing for you
other than what he wants for you. And when you learn how to appreciate that basic part, your prayer life will be established. So the fact that 39 people on a random Wednesday night, absolutely unpredicted call, that says a whole bunch. That's about 35% of our everyday calls. That's a big deal. And every single person that prayed, with the exception of the ones that I just didn't know their name, I just see numbers, and I don't want to, you know, put anybody on blast that may just be listening for the first time to kind of understand why we are victims and why there is a Victorville. I just want you to understand that the little modifications, the little transformations, the little changes, the little transitions that you make in your life will begin to manifest outwardly, so that when people see you, when they experience you, they'll know that there's something different. When your relationship, I started with, forget not thy benefits, Luke 18. And so you will start to, if you take those scriptures and read them, the word says to meditate on the word, to ponder it, to consider it, to think about it, to investigate it, to see if it's real, if it's live or it's fiction or it's whatever it is. I dare you to take those scriptures, read them. Take those scriptures and read them for 21 days. And really understand that there's a confidence that you're responsible for when you understand God's ultimate desire for your life, or when you want to understand God's ultimate desire for your life. Start to get the word of God in your heart, Proverbs, the third chapter, right? The laws of the Lord on the tablets of your heart. Wear it around your neck like a necklace. People should see you and know who you are. Amen. Any questions, any observations, any heart shares, anything before we get ready to go?
Yes, Deanna, Pamela.
Oh, I have a question.
Hold on, Pamela, real quick. So, okay. So those that want to say something, let's get in order. So Pamela, then I heard Dee Dee. Who else did I hear?
Gail.
Gail.
Sister Carolyn.
Okay.
This is Rosanna. Just have a question after whoever is last.
Okay, so I heard Gail, Carolyn, Dee Dee, and first was Pamela. Yes?
Ruth. Yeah.
Patrice. Erica. Yeah.
Patrice and who else?
Ruth.
Okay. So real quick, let me give some ground rules. Because there are so many people that want to share, keep your share short and sweet. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen. So go ahead, Pamela, you start us off.
Okay, mine is real short. Deanna, can you post those scriptures on the in the victory room, please?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
we'll
you.
Do.
Thank you.
Okay,
no problem.
Dee Dee, I just wanted to share that one thing that helps me, because I'm not done, is by when Dion was mentioning change your posture, and that's with dealing with drinking, sexing, flirting, whatever. My thing is gossip. I love it. So those of you that are addicted to it or even partake in it, start with that one thing. Start with one thing and start watching a change. When somebody brings you gossip, cut it off. Tell them to pray, and I guarantee you your heart will change immediately. Stop entertaining it. I don't care how subtle it is. I don't care who it comes from. Trust me when I tell you. It'll help you. That's it.
Amen. Just, Rosanna, give me your question.
So you're going to post the scriptures because I wanted to know what the last scripture was in Timothy that you read.
It's 2 Timothy 2. All the way to, I think, 17 or 18.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, no problem. And then I heard Carolyn.
I had a question about the scriptures also, but
mm-hmm.
I'll get that from the Victory Room. And my question was about the posture, about leaning forward. So
mm-hmm.
I think I heard a little bit just now of it. So whatever that thing is, gluttony, whatever that thing is, lean forward means lean forward in prayer. God, help me.
Mm-mm. It means physically do it. It means physically change, reposition yourself.
Okay, that's what I thought I heard
and
you say.
The reason I suggest that, and again,
mm-hmm.
All of this is totally up to you. The reason that I suggest you change your posture is because it'll make you think. Again, I always refer back to a change in posture as being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, how do you change something that you've been doing regularly? You've got to physically change it. So a lot of times to physically alter your posture will reposition your thinking. That's how I retrained my brain. There were a lot of things I had to unlearn. And the only way to do that was literally by physically changing my posture.
Even if it's TV, turn off the TV.
Turn off whatever you got to do to physically make an alteration to where you are in your mental state. Yes.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And then Patrice.
And I wanted to say something to Juliet real quick.
Okay.
I heard you. And Mrs. Franklin.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember in the beginning when you were talking about reverence that he's our father, reverence that he's omnipotent, act that your needs be met, demonstrate forgiveness as you forgive. There was one in between there that I didn't get, and it was after.
That's Matthew, that's Matthew 6, 13 through 19, and that's just the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, okay.
And it's the Lord's Prayer. So read the Lord's Prayer, and then if you have any additional questions about it, feel free to give me a call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Juliet?
Yeah, I really like what you said when you said prayer is not a process, it's a posture. And then I wanted you to explain more about, you said something about heart posture. So could you explain that a little bit?
I can. So when I say heart posture, one of the major prayers that I pray, because of the type of childhood life that I lived and because of the level of anger and frustration as a result of my childhood, I had to reposition my heart posture, which meant that you guys hear me say quite often, you have to forgive in advance. Forgiving in advance is what God did for us on the cross. It is absolutely what God did for us on the cross. And so a lot of times, the word says this, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your heart and your mind are one operative function, even though they're two different entities or organs. So in order for you to change the posture of your heart, you have to change the way you feel about how your heart is hurting, right? And so when I say that simply to say you literally have to do the work in your mind, because whatever is infected in your mind becomes a faculty of your heart. So there are some things that will come, and you choose to accept them or rebuke them, one or the other. It's totally up to you. In that process, it starts to change how you respond to things. Like there are things that happen in my life, and I could do one of two things. Either I could be offended, I could be mean, I could feel like I need that there be a rebuttal or a difference in how I handle the person. But what I've learned how to decide is that my heart, as it relates to my affinity to God, is more important than how that person made my emotions feel.
Mm.
Does that make sense? And so it literally goes back to, it goes right back to forgiving in advance. And so when you start to forgive in advance, you don't get so easily offended. Because 99% of the people that you deal with that are mean and cantankerous and venomous and bitter, it's because they've allowed themselves to become offended. The Bible says this, guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your issues come from matters of your heart. Your heart can't be impacted if your mind won't adopt what the world is trying to inject. Does that make sense? So again, because we understand, and again, this has everything to do with having a solid word-based church, word-based study time, your own personal devotion before you ever get to the line.
Because your mind starts to change when God begins to change your heart, which is why we're empowered with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. There are the utterances. There is a difference in the posture of your heart. It's a matter of decision. You decide that God's will is more important than your emotions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When you forgive in advance, that means that, like, before you go in a situation, because people have all kinds of spirits on them, and they woke up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever. So you go, do you, like, have a little prayer or something before you go into an environment?
I've already made a decision.
Oh, okay.
Listen. You decide everything in life. You decide. Your prayer life is what provokes the decision. You don't have to pray about the decision. Go ahead.
Psalms 38:13-14. I shared before, and Dion knows because my pastor, that forgiving advance, it took me 10 years to get that, and I still struggle with it. But it's real, and it can be done. Like she said, it's your choice. That's like giving more power to that offender. It's easy,
right.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you choose. Why do you want to walk around with that? It's not worth it. And God gives us a new grace and new mercy every single day. So why hold on to something? Because everybody has issues. All of us offend somebody. So when you try to look at it that way, you can look beyond. My grandmother used to always say, look beyond that person's fault. And it's God did it for us. He does it for us. But it's harder because it's us. You know what I mean? We take everything personal.
Yeah.
And it's growth. It's growth. It's so much growth. That's it.
And it's day by day. It's step by step. Let me give you an example real quick, Juliet. Let me help you grasp this. I was a foster parent for 7 years. One of the kids that I brought into my home, his name was Patrick King. I absolutely love Patrick King. Patrick King was the young man that taught me how to love unlovable things. When I first met him, he was really, really stinky, very, very, very dark, hair nappy, never really took a bath. He smelled horrible. His mouth was foul. He never brushed his teeth. And the Lord told me to love on him. And I was like, ooh, what am I this little? He had been in juvenile hall the majority of his adolescent years. And when I met him, he was 16 years old, about to turn 17. And every day, the Lord would tell me, Dion, tell him how wonderful he is. Tell him how special he is. I mean, he's stinky, cussing it. He would cuss everybody out but me. And I remember the first day that my posture changed towards him. He hated to be embarrassed. So the Holy Spirit told me, Dion, go. We were in an assembly at school. I used to work at an alternative school. And he had a hat on his head, and they wanted people to take their hats off. But little did they know, he couldn't afford a haircut. So he was embarrassed because the kids already picked on him. So he stuck, and he didn't have a toothbrush, and his mom had put him out, and, you know, so on and so forth, all these different things. So I walked up to Patrick, and I said, can you do me a favor, son? I said, is the reason that you won't take your hat off because your hair isn't cut? And he looked me dead in my eyes, and he said, yes, ma'am, and I'm embarrassed. And I said, well, if I will get your hair cut, will you take your hat off? He said, yes, ma'am. He took his hat off, and I said, now, what I'm going to do, I won't take you. I said, you walk down to the barbershop. You tell Tyrone, Miss Dion says she'll pay you later. Please, sir, cut my hair. I said, and if he walked to this barbershop and go get his hair cut without me having paid for it in advance and without me having had a conversation with the barber, I said, I'll know something. I'll know that I'm not tripping. This was in 2006. He walked down to the barbershop, told Tyrone, Miss Dion said, cut my hair. Tyrone cut his hair. He came back to the school with a bundle of roses. And he used to look me dead in my eyes. I knew it was something special about this little boy. Long story short, I brought the little boy into my home. His mother had put him out. She had had enough of him. I took him to church with me every Sunday. I moved him in. I didn't get a check for him. The Lord just told me to love on him. And I remember the night that he texted me, and he told me, Ms. Dion, will I go to hell if I kill myself? And I said,
I can't answer that for you. I said, but according to what I've read in the scriptures, absolutely that's not okay. It was just about to storm, and his mother put him out for the final time, and he was sleeping under a bridge. When he picked the little boy up, I brought him to my house. He thought I wanted to sleep with him. I gave him towels. I cut his hair. And he went into the bathroom to go take a shower. And then he came out and he looked at me like a man looks at a woman in love. And I said, oh, sweetheart, I don't want nothing from you. I just wanted to be a blessing to you. The Lord told me to love on you. And he said, the Lord told you to love me? He was about to kill himself that night. He was about to end it all. He had enough. Brought the little boy into my house. When I gave my son's money, I gave him money. When I took my kids to Marine World, I took him to Marine World. He had a room in my house, a bed in my house, and the day before, somebody had given me a rollaway bed. And it just he fit right in, and I loved him. I fooled around and loved him. He got baptized in my care. And one day he got in trouble at school, and I told him, there are two things you got to do to stay at my house. You got to have a job, and you got to go to school. He got put out of school. So that day he decided to burglarize my house and steal everything electronic, not just for me, but for me and for my children. And I was furious. I was so angry. I went looking for him with a 2x4 stick, because I'm from Richmond. He was so scared, he hid for months. And one day I happened to be at Faith Fellowship Church, the church that he had got baptized at, and he walked in the door. And my heart was so overwhelmed with the fact that he came back to where I took him to. As mad as I had been in the past, the Holy Spirit said, hey, Dion, did you know that's what I do when you hurt me? I just love you. I just love you. And I know you nasty and stinky and dirty, and I know you've done stuff you don't want nobody to know, but guess what, little sweetie? I love you. Love him. And that was the day I forgave in advance. Today, he's 24 years old. He's married. He's in the military. He has twin children, one of them being named Dion, two little girls. And I'm still mama.
Wow.
And I'm still just mama.
Hallelujah.
Nice.
Wow. And hallelujah. As hard as it was a hard lesson, but I'll never forget the day he walked into that church and I didn't see anything but God's grace. I couldn't even be mad at him about the stuff. And I was hurt. I didn't care about the stuff. I was hurt because I loved him and he took from me and I had already given him everything. So the moment you learn how to love stuff that's unlovable, your heart has transitioned. Even when they said sorry, so he said sorry eventually. But today, my kids call me Yanni, but he called me Mama. That's different. Because he knows I love him.
Great example.
I hope that illuminated a little bit because it was how, I mean, he stole a lot. He didn't steal no little bitty stuff. And that was when I was balling in my mind, too, to top it all off. I was balling. I had real stuff. He stole all my kids' stuff. My kids was crying. They said, Mama, why he do that? Ooh, I was mad, y'all. I was fighting mad. But for the grace of God, It changed my life, and it changed his. And he's still my son. And that's how God feels about us. We mess up. We do stuff intentionally, unintentionally, but guess what? God don't change his mind about the reality that he loves us. And once you grab a hold of that piece right there, and you understand that God loves you for no reason at all, nothing, not because of how good you are, not because of what you do or how you do it, but because he's God and he already forgave us when he hung. When he hung, because he could have got down, right? There is nothing you can't forgive. Not a ridiculous raggedy mama, because I have one. Not an absentee father who abandoned you and changed his mind about. There's nothing. There's nothing absolutely nothing. Your daddy outside. There's nothing you could do, nothing you could say, nothing. You know, it's nothing. It's just, you know, and that's just the reality. So I hope that helped to paint a better picture of what forgiveness in advance looks like.
Dion?
Yes.
Okay, it's Mrs. Franklin. This is what I was going to share this morning, and it has all to do with posture and thank you for everything, because, you know, I'm teaching foundation at my church, and you guys, and so yesterday I had a class, and as I'm teaching, I have one student that was just smiling and had a smirk on her face, so my mind is saying, oh, she don't think you're any good. She's laughing at you. She's not even paying attention to you for, you know, the entire, about 45 minutes, or maybe 30. Didn't just happen right away. So, but I'm standing there, knowing what, you know, I was released in the teaching. So I have in me what I have, trusting God, basically. I'm just trusting. At the end, when I was all done, she slaps her hands on her legs and said, "That was good." And I'm just staring at her because she don't know what just went through my mind. And all I can say was, bless God. And then she goes to tell me what she received from me teaching. And I came home, and I was just like, God, okay. You know, just to be used, you know, I'm just being used. So my posture is just standing and trusting God, even when I still get the thought. And that's helping me change my mind. And your declaration from this morning and then here, it just, God's always right on time because everything you were talking about, sorry, I didn't have time to talk. It was right at 8 o'clock, so that's why I don't talk much. But I was just having aha after aha after aha because I just stood, you know. I continued. And, you know, the enemy was trying to shut me up, had me weary, maybe, you know, teach it less than, but I stood. And she received, and she was happy, and she needed to hear what I had to say. And that blessed
me. That's always going to be the case. That the enemy's biggest hoodwink, which is why I spent 20-some-odd years running from this, is the opinion of other people. The opinion of other people will be your greatest silt. It'll be the greatest setback. It'll be the greatest tragedy of many ministries. And the unfortunate part is people don't have this type of venue so that, you know, ain't nobody judging you for your prayers. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody have no biased opinion one way or the other. If you pray cathedral, you know what I mean? That's here nor there. The ultimate goal is that your posture of your heart be proper and that your life line up with what you talk about. That's it. And I can't determine that. Y'all don't know if, honey, when I hang up the phone, honey, it's a man in my, y'all don't know that. All you know is what I say. All I can do is tell you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know if I'm a thief by day and a prayer warrior by more. Y'all don't know. All you know, I guarantee you, though, God will expose it. He'll make you shame down. I ain't got that to do at 43. Mm-hmm. I just don't have that to do. So, you know, again, now there are 29 people left on this call. I'm going to say this, and if there's a final heart share, we're going to get ready to go. Simply because I have homework. That's no reason. And we're going to do this again really, really soon because those that prayed tonight that have never prayed openly on the line, you've been exposed. I just want to serve you notice. And I want to prepare your heart. Hold on one second. I want to prepare your heart and mind. If you're called upon, don't be weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap if you faint not. God, the call in total is about accountability and commitment. How bad do you want God's will for you? How bad do you want your purpose? How bad do you want your promise? What are you willing to do to get to where God has for you already? He already had a plan. Jeremiah 18, it's not a lie. We ain't moved by what we think, what we see, what we feel. We are only moved by the word of God. He already had a plan for your life before the very foundations of the earth. So I want you to know you're capable. You're qualified. The only thing you need is confidence in him and not in you. You don't matter, darling, sugar, plenty bunch, sweetie pie. You're irrelevant. But I will tell you this, you're replaceable. God let me know a long time, man, no different than he did Saul. Shame. Yeah, you ain't got, that's all right, you ain't got to do it. It's somebody next in line. I refuse for God to skip over me because I'm scared to show up. I ain't got time to be no punk after 43 years. Forget it. You ain't got to like it. You don't got to like me. You don't got none of that. I got stuff to do. And I don't need nobody's approval because I've already been approved because I am a joint heir with him. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of attitude you need to get. Go boldly before the throne of grace. Hey, God, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know you're going to do something because your word said.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you spit it back at him if you don't know what it is?
Yes. Just so hood.
That's it. I'm from Richmond. Down. Down to the ground, baby. Honey, you, Lord, you. I, let me tell you, y'all, I wish y'all could see me. Sometimes you would think somebody was in the room with me. Sometimes I look up at the sky and be like, hey, hey. So now you know you said you'd handle that, right? And I'm so, just like I just said it to you, it don't be eloquent. It don't be pretty at all. You hear me? I'll be like, hey, Jesus, you had said, sometimes I'll be straight Richmond. You had said in this particular chapter, in that particular verse, that you was going to do X, Y, and Z. So what's up with that, Daddy? And I promise you, I'm not kidding. My prayers ain't all eloquent and fancy at all. Because he ain't tripping like that. He wants you. All of you, all of your broken pieces, your confusion, all yourself. Somebody was going to say something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Gail. I just want to say that you are an awesome shepherd. Like the declaration I did, you are an awesome shepherd. I've always wanted more information, more just energy to learn how to pray and all of that. But I never knew who to ask. You know, I didn't want to sound like, okay, you've been going to church all this time. You know how to pray, you know. So that's why I really love this call, because it is, it's just amazing. I can never, ever have the words to explain how grateful I am that my cousin Renee talked about this call so much that I just had to see what she was talking about. And praise God for your obedience as well as everyone on this line. I just thank God. You have truly saved my life so many times in so many ways. Thank you. God bless you.
Dina,
can
no
I say something
real quick? I just unmuted you. So you
Carolyn.
Absolutely. Hold on 1 second. This is Carolyn. Go ahead, Christina.
Okay.
Okay. This is how you know that this is a God thing, because you know what I sent you this morning. I haven't even gone online, so I didn't even know about this call, but the Holy Spirit told me, because in the Word it says, you know, my sheep know my voice. He told me to get on the prayer line, and I'm like, it's 6, it's 9, 7 at night over here. They on the line. You need to listen. And you said, so I get on, not even knowing you were going to call me out for prayer first, but I wasn't even. And then you talk about forgiveness in advance, and you know what I'm going through. So that was a word for me. But more importantly, I just had to share this one quote I got from Ellen G. White about prayer, and it says, prayer moves mountains. It says, prayer is the answer to every problem in life. It puts us in tune with divine wisdom, which knows how to adjust everything perfectly. So often we do not pray in certain situations because from our standpoint, the outlook is hopeless. But nothing is impossible without God. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be remedied. No human relationship is too strained for God.
God, to bring about reconciliation and understanding. No habit so deep-rooted that it cannot be overcome. No one is so weak that he cannot be strong. No one is so ill that he cannot be healed.
Yeah.
No mind is so dull that it cannot be made brilliant. Whatever we need, if we trust God, he will supply it. If anything is causing worry or anxiety, let us stop rehearsing the difficulty and trust God for healing, love, and power. And that was Ellen G. White. And I didn't even, that was at my
wait,
job at
there,
Best Buy. That was, Ellen G. White. It was at Best Buy. Somebody, a customer had it, and I just was like, I got to make a copy of this. This is, that's the truth. And I just, I mean, it says in Acts 10, when angel told Cornelius that his prayers had ascended, his prayers and his offerings had ascended before him as a memorial before God. So I know that our prayers get lifted up into a heavenly realm, but all we got to do is speak it out. We got to say, God knows what we want. He knows what we want because he knew us as he stitched us in his mother, our mother's womb. He knows what we want, but he just wants us to say it to him. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times we don't forgive in advance. And you know you're speaking to me about that one. Your testimony about your son that you adopted, you know you were speaking to me about that one. And God needed me to hear this so I can know that I have to forgive in advance because he already forgave me. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can you post
that
sister, if
stuff.
You get a chance in the picture room?
Thank you so much.
That was good stuff. And Carolyn, right before you share, let me just say this. I pray that you all understand that literally where we're going, because we're going somewhere. Next Wednesday, I'll teach a little bit more about it, but the Levitical priesthood, there were 288 people, 288 specifically assigned for worship. 24,000, each one of them had different dispensations in which they operated, different levels. Mm-hmm. And there are things that, like literally, it's prayer call. Before it's all over, on one phone call, there will be 288 people. Remember I said it. Just remember I said it. And it will always be a siphon of 288 people because it has to be a consistent training tool, a consistent training funnel. A consistent training funnel, because this is what God is birthing, and you hear Ms. D say all the time, the New Jerusalem. God is looking for people that will stand up and speak out loud that he is risen, that it is him who makes all things possible. It's him, period. It's not how smart I am, because I ain't that smart, y'all. It's not how perfect I am, because I ain't perfect at all. I still got struggles. I still got issues. I still got things I deal with. But he knows I'm going to show up. He knows I'm loyal like a dog. If I love you, that's it. It ain't nothing nobody could ever say about who you are, I don't care nothing about none of that. That's my people, so tell them over there that. But ultimately, if we understand that God has an ultimate plan for your life, period, all you have to do is chase after him. Get on his heels. Get in his face. Be in his business constantly. And I guarantee you, people look at me, people hate my guts because of God's favor. I mean, like, literally, see me and face get bunched up. And if I'm lying, I'm flying. Ravonda over there on mute. Ravonda, am I lying? Hate to hear me say hi.
Nope.
Don't have nothing to do with me. I'm not lying. Hate my guts. You hear me? Swear I'm a liar and a fake and a fraud and all the rest of the stuff. I don't care. You think whatever you want about me, but what I'm going to do is chase long and hard after God, baby. And at the end of the day, it'll come out in the wash. And if I'm out of pocket or if I'm I pray God expose me. Please. Make me shame. I'm cool with that because that means he loved me. Straight up. Go ahead, Carolyn, and then we're going to close out.
I just wanted to say that's what on prayer, that's one of my favorite quotes from Ellen G. White, amen, on prayer. And also, I'm from Richmond, too. Amen, I hadn't told y'all yet, but I'm from Richmond, too. Graduated from
girl,
Kennedy.
What's up?
Graduated from Kennedy from South 20th.
Eagles.
Yes, yes, yes. And my family is the Shepherd family. My family.
Marvin Shepherd,
Charles Shepherd, Gil Shepherd, all them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gil Shepherd.
Yes. So I
We from Chicago. We know
basically. Oh yeah, my husband is from Chicago, so the Wilson Southside Chicago. Chi-town. I'm like, oh, it's all
so
out cool. here.
In the house.
Call full of gate.
Yeah, the Hornets is where they from. The Hornets. That's where they were on the Hornets. Anyway,
so
the reason why I wanted to share is about the pastor of the heart. A pastor told me today, we were talking about something that we were studying Samuel, amen, and Saul, and amen, and stuff that he didn't do and everything. But pastor was saying about you got to do right and, you know, you need to love anyway. And I said to the pastor, so does that mean even when it's bad, you need to love anyway? And he was like, yeah, and it may not be happy. Now I know what that means. The posture of my heart makes all the difference. Oh, God, thank you so much. I got to check it. I got to check it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Important, very, very important.
Yes, God help me.
So ultimately, before we go, we're just going to pray that God seal what we shared in experience and in the Word of God together on tonight, that God would just continue to manifest himself in your life, that you develop and cultivate a hunger and thirst for him like never before. So, Father God, it's in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree by the authority that you've given me that every person on this line right this second, God, that you pour out a quadruple portion of your spirit on them, God, that they would, and I want y'all to join in with me, and we'll have a collective praise like the day of Pentecost. God, that you would pour out your spirit, God, that you would remind them of their greatness in you,
hallelujah,
that you would continue to cultivate a prayer life like never before, God, that they would love on you, God, and develop an established relationship, God, that they would know your voice like never before, God, that you would begin to speak to them as clearly as a veil. God, that they be able to identify your voice in a crowded room. God, in a chaotic situation, that they would be able to hear you. God, have your way in the name of Jesus. God, continue to build them up. Continue to build up their confidence in you. Continue to build up your faith, their faith in you, oh God. That they would know you by the power of your might, power of your resurrection, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up every marriage on this call, God, that you would build them up in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up every single person on this call. God, that you would build them up in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up every spirit of intercession, oh God, that you would store a gift, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would give heavenly language, God, that you would give them a mind to do your will, God, like never before. God, I thank you in advance for the gift that you're giving. God, I thank you in advance for the doors that you're opening. God, I thank you in advance for the ways that you're making, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the time of spending time in your word and spending time in building and developing relationships. God, I bless you. God, bless Jeff in the name of Jesus. God, bless Eric in the name of Jesus. God, bless E.K. Dawson in the name of Jesus. Lord, Timothy Alexander White, God, in the name of Jesus. God bless Brian, God. God bless Rebecca Jones in the name of Jesus. God bless Andrew in the name of Jesus. God bless every single man connected to Cornell, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Bless them indeed, God, in the name of Jesus. All men, children, God, bless them, God, and let them know that they're mighty men of value everywhere, God. Bless them indeed, God. Bless our adult children, God, that they would know who you are, that they would obey your word and your will for their lives, oh God. Bless our minor children, God, that they would begin to walk in and through you in advance, oh God. God, touch our hearts and our minds that we forgive in advance. God, that we learn how to love without restraint or restriction, that we learn how to love unlovable things, that you would get the glory out of our lives, God. That you would get the glory out of our hearts, God. That you would get the glory, God, out of our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you with us tonight. God, in the name of Jesus. God bless Marla tonight. In the name of Jesus. Bless Maddie, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Bless Mr. Franklin, God. In the name of Jesus. God, do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Like never before. Like never before, God. Like never before, God. Like never before, God. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we love you tonight. We love you tonight, God. We love you. God bless Pamela, God. In the mercy, in the name of Jesus. God bless Pamela number two. In the name of Jesus. In the body, oh God. Bless her, oh God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God.
Come on.
Do it, God. Do it, God, like never before. God, we love you. We love you. We love you, God. We adore you. We admire you. We give your name the glory and the praise in the matchless name of Jesus. Glory,
hallelujah.
In the matchless name of Jesus, God.
Oh, we bless you, Jesus.
God, we bless your name. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
We receive it.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So with that said, ladies and gents, I love you. So
I love you.
I'm praying for you constantly. I just pray that you pray my strength in the Lord as God begins to move us in a different direction. For those, again, that spoke tonight, that prayed tonight on the call, I just want you to know you've been served notice. Now, don't get mad at me because of what God tell me to do. I promise I'm operating under instruction. It's not my opinion. I ain't trying to put you on blast. But if God wants more, all he needs you to do is show up. That's it. He'll do the rest. Yeah. All you got to do is open up your mouth. That's all.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 So don't get mad at me. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all need to care. Hey,
hey.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to call
yes,
in
Lord.
Sick.
Yes, Lord. You can't call into the line sick. You know that don't work, right? So listen
for those that
remain, you'll hear me mention Moni. We had a really, really long discussion the other night. She's going to be helping me to get some things together so that we have a calendar every single month. Single month there will be a calendar in advance. So much so that I know you guys are used to hearing the same voices, but that's going to change because there always needs to be reinforcement. There always needs to be reinforcement. And not only that, but because it's a training siphon. So if you are absolutely adamant that you have no desire to pray, I devil dog dare you to send me a message. That's all I'm going to say. I dare you. You better get your steel toes because I'm coming. I'm going, ooh, and you have to unmitigate and go and pick up the phone and call here tonight. I dare you to tell. No, I'm kidding. If you are absolutely adamant about not praying, please let me know because I know who was on this call tonight.
Can I ask a question?
And I know. Sure.
Okay, if I'm still trying to get over doing the declaration, can I get a little pass for right now?
Let me tell you.
Oh Lord, yes.
So what you and I are going to do is we'll talk offline because I want to help you cultivate that gift.
I want to help you build a different level of confidence in the gifting of sharing your declaration so that you are comfortable and confident. And so I won't put you on prayer glass just yet.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. But that Renee who thinks she's slick, that alpha on her head, though. And she over there calling me a whole lot of stuff in Chinese right now, I want you to know.
Japanese and everything else.
She just sent me a message already. But, okay, that's fine, but you're going to do something.
You know I was messing with you when I said that. Because I knew you were going to say something.
Hey, she is hosting. She did, step out a little bit.
I know. That's some Capricornism foolishness, honey. I already know what it is. But I ain't
I am too.
Right.
Sister
Dion. Yes, Brother Jeff.
When you first started the call, it was two of you. Who was the other person?
Her name is Tammy Edwards.
Tammy?
You only hear her every now and then, but she be on the call. She just don't say a lot.
Okay, yeah, because I heard Pastor LaVelle make that statement that it was two of you that started this call, and he said, Tammy, and I say, well, I never hear her on the call.
She be there. She just don't say nothing.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna have to start giving her some shots out, because I just feel that it's worthy of. I want to acknowledge her, and I never hear her on the call.
Mm-hmm. She's the reason we all here, honey, because she kept worrying me. I was still calling the prayer line I had been on when I lived in Georgia. I was getting up at 3:00 in the morning praying, but Tammy wasn't having it.
Okay, Tammy.
She exists. Yeah, she around. She around.
All right,
y'all. Well, I am about to do homework. I love you guys, the smithereens. I'll hear all of you in the morning. God bless you. Stay the same, 6 a.m.
Thank you so much.
Same gas station, same.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You don't have to thank me.
Love you guys.
You don't have to thank me. This is my job. Love you. Talk to you guys in the morning.
Okay.
I love you tomorrow.
Be blessed and encouraged.
And if Sister Tammy on the line, let her know we love her too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hootie hoo, Sister Tammy.
Amen.
Amen.